So we take a hard pivot in the readings that we've had each day, one following after another, and then all of a sudden, feast day, hard pivot, new readings, different books, different themes. Today we see the Bride of the Lamb. What does she look like? Is she tall? Is she pretty? She's a city. Very weird. Very strange. What is not strange is that the city is magnificent. It is beyond beauty or description. Do you imagine if you were building something that you knew was going to last forever? And you had all the time in the world, how much time would you take to choose the finest of stones? Waiting for the timbers to be exactly right and dried in the perfect way in order for them to be cut and prepared and put into place. God is making his city, but it is not stone or wood. It is you and me. You and me who are being fashioned and formed, shaped, prepared. Everything of you, my brothers and sisters, everything of you, God is redeeming. There is no part of you that God does not desire to bring fully into his redemption, his mercy, and his love. Everything of who you are, your past, your history, your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, everything that you are, he desires to bring into his grace, to redeem, to bless, to glorify. I'm reminded of a moment of retreat that I was on in which I saw Jesus laying in the bottom of my grave. He wasn't pretty, neither was my grave. But in that moment, there was a moment of radical transformation when Jesus seemingly rose from the dead in my grave. In the grave that was rocks and roots and soil and dirt and clay, was transformed and changed into the most beautiful thing that I have ever seen in my entire life. You are worth so much more than a grave in the ground. And that same grace of radical resurrection is for you and for me. Are you able to receive what I'm saying to you today? I can hear some rejection in my heart as I look around the room. It's hard to believe, isn't it? It's hard to imagine that someone could speak so truthfully about who you are. You know, you have a great desire to be known. What happens in the gospel today? I don't know what this incredible encounter between Jesus and Nathaniel and under the fig tree and all of that means, you know, I mean, the chosen took a stab at it, trying to understand what was all going on in that. I have no idea what this encounter is, except the allusion is to the duplicity of Jacob, who out of duplicity robs his brother of his birthright, who must admit that he is Jacob, the grasper, the one who grasps after the other, and to which God says, finally, you have admitted who you are. Now I will give you a new name. You will be Israel. You've finally come to the truth of who you are. So I give you a new name. Nathaniel, it's funny. They didn't even think about it right now. He's known as Bartholomew. And also Nathaniel. He's got two names. Just like Jacob and Israel. Jesus looks at him and he knows him. You are a true son of Israel. He doesn't say of Jacob, of Israel. There's no duplicity. You are who you are. And he's taken back by this and he's like, how do you know me? My brothers and sisters, you have a great desire within yourself to be known. And the one that truly knows you is the one that made you. The one who wants to reveal himself to you in truth, in love, in compassion, in mercy. And he wants you to be known in this. Not to have self-confidence in what you said it in, but having absolute confidence of being known and knowing yourself in his merciful love. It is his gift to us. And just in case we have a tendency towards self-deprecation and belittlement of self, look again at the bride of Christ. And know that you are now experiencing and will experience in its fullness the resurrected grace of Jesus Christ in your life. Know the dignity and worth that you possess that is revealed by Jesus. Amen.